I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
Once you reach a certain point, bro, it's really about a connection for real. Like, and if it that connection not there, I really don't want shit to do with you for real. Like, I don't,
The idea of fucking just because is literally exhausting.
after 25, bro, that shit. And I know we didn't have this conversation, the after 25 conversation, but after 25, bro, sex is exhausting. Like, if this is just like some shit I'm pursuing, like I'm pursuing to have sex with you, like I'm
attention, like that's my driving force.
This is all I want from you is just sex. Like, what's the purpose of this? Like, I could just watch porn. I could watch porn for 20 minutes.
No, hey, because the fucked up part is that's really what it be. If that's really the driving force, it really be like, nah, like in the next however long, like this is, like literally, I will have such a different look on life after this shit. And that's really sad. Because why?
I don't even know. Because I'm like, half the time, bro, I've been in scenarios after, like, let's say after like 23. After 23, some of the chicks I knocked, I felt like how I felt like after beating.
Yeah. No, that be the feeling. that be the feeling.
Like, why the fuck did I just do this? Like, I don't even like you. Like, I have no desire of you. I just knew you wanted to fuck me, so I now didn't fold and fuck you.
So, can that be the response even if it's good?
I mean, it could. Sex can come out of a situation unexpectedly.
Yes. But I'm saying, can you feel the way that you was just explaining? But it was good. Like, it was good sex. But you still feel that way? Or are you saying that's only attached to, like, if it's trash and it felt like it wasn't worth it?
I mean, shit, I felt like in those scenarios, I didn't look, you felt like it was trash before I didn't enter it. Like, I know I'm not even going into this situation. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm not even about to enjoy what the fuck I'm about to go feel in this room. Like, just because I'm mentally already not there. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I'm not, mental's majority of the work as far as sex. If I'm not there mentally, bro, I'm not there. Like, I might be in you thinking about a whole different bitch just to maintain, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's also some extremely sick shit.
But it's true.
It's true. And I mean, I guess I don't feel as bad knowing that probably go both ways. So
yeah,
I don't feel as bad as niggas for that, but.
For sure. I mean, you got to think about it. Like, not you per se, but how many scenarios have you heard of where your homie or your homegirl then knock somebody down in a relationship?
The person they knocked down was in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Multiple times.
Now, that person that they knocked down probably is in love with their partner. So who's to say that when they fucking you, they not actually thinking about their partner for real? You get what I'm saying? Which is fucked up in your head. It's like, damn, you thinking about this nigga, but you fucking me? But they, whatever, 9 times out of 10, when people cheat, not even 9 times out of 10, maybe more so like 7 times out of 10. 7 times out of 10, when people cheat, motherfuckers be doing it like not wanting to, but they want the attention. Like, you not paying me no attention, I'm gonna go cheat. But it's like, I don't really want to be cheating. It's just whatever the fuck I'm not gaining from the relationship, this situation is fulfilling at the time. Now, walk with me. You feel me?
No, I'm walking with you. I'm walking with you. It's, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I'm following.
I just felt like that was a moment to say walk with me.
No, of course. No, it fit for sure. I think the attention piece is, that's the biggest piece. And it's like, it don't really sound or get no better. Cause either way you explain it, it's still like, cause you could argue attention shouldn't lead to that, but I feel like it's not a stretch to say that naturally it does. That's not to argue that like things should be controlled if you committed to somebody, obviously. But like, like as humans, like some of those feelings like just happen. And like sometimes if you feel like you're not, I don't know, maybe you're not getting attention in a relationship, or maybe you're not being fulfilled in a certain capacity. That's not to justify anything. That's just a natural thing to desire what you're not getting.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that just leads to a lot of sticky situations a lot of times. So
exactly. So, but that make that whole scenario tough. And that's why I said, like, shit, for real, it's like, I don't know. Like, everything is a matter of explain it to me, make it make sense, and I can understand. Now, I might not fuck with you afterwards in my understanding, but at least I'm walking away with a sense of understanding. Like, a lot of people be asking for closures in situations, but they don't really seek the closure.
Yeah. Why is that? Why do you feel like it's so hard to genuinely desire closure?
Because we don't want situations to end, bro. Like, realistically, like, not because half the time it'd be like a situation that's ended unexpectedly, or right. it's just ended one-sided. You get what I'm saying? Like, the other side didn't want it to end. So now that other side that didn't want to end is seeking closure. We put air quotes around it because what's the closure that you seek? If you're not just seeking answers for the reasons why this failed, or like the, like, because I've been in scenarios where I go back and like, hey, like, I ain't even trying to fuck with you, like, on that. But like, I fuck with you as a person. I respect your opinion. So, like, on some real shit, just tell me how I am as a partner now removed from the relationship. You know what I'm saying? So I can get tips and shit like that. You're going to make me better for the next bitch. Thank you. Appreciate it. Like, I appreciate it. Good looking. But, like, let me take your creative criticism type shit and then apply that to my next relationship or next situation, because I can take what you're saying because I know you're not doing it to hurt me at this point. We not together. You ain't got no reason to lie to me. If you care about me on some level, even to have the conversation to entertain, like telling me some shit about myself type shit, I can't do nothing but accept everything that you tell me and take it as like either things you really feel or things that possibly could come off as that, just based off of like how you express them back to me.
Yeah. I mean, one, that I think that's more common than people realize, like being able to be some level of friends. It don't gotta be like y'all cool per se, but friends enough to be able to enough respect there to have a conversation like that. I think it's funny. I wonder, and this would be a situation where like I would love to have a woman's perspective in real time, but you know,
for sure.
But
I feel like women kind of feel a way about
preparing a dude for the next person. Like, I don't know if they always, okay, I've had situations where they don't like that feeling, but it also may not be in the context of what you described, because it may have still been, they look at it like whatever happened and whatever you took from the relationship, like ultimately you probably did learn from it, and then all of a sudden you better in providing the next person with things you weren't able to provide me.
I mean, yeah, in some scenarios it is that. It's as easy as like, all right, just pick yourself up, think about this, like the last relationship, and then you able to like gather what you need to gather from it. But in some scenarios it's like, yo, this was a really solid situation. For this to fold how it just folded, nah, like what you see, like, how do you feel? Like, and now that we removed, like, it shouldn't be no feelings in this, like, on some, like, you hurt, you get what I'm saying, from the situation. So you giving me the hurt response.
Yeah.
All hurtness should be gone. All hurt should be gone. Like, based off the relationship that we still maintaining.
Okay.
Now, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we cool, we cordial, we able to be in the same room, so we able to be around each other. I can see you at the event. Oh, what's good? Like, embrace. All right, then. Be safe out here. Be smooth. type shit. Like, if it's cool, cordial shit like that, like, we good. But if it's, I see you, we ducking each other, it's mugging and shit like that, then you know how that conversation gonna go. It's more than likely gonna be some type of spitefulness in it. And, or they might send you off and just tell you a whole bunch of bullshit. And then you don't know how to take that because you just like, I know I'm not the person you just described.
So the maturity level, basically, is what I was getting at. The maturity level it would even take for to even get to a space to really be able to have that conversation. But I think a lot of people really do kind of get stuck in, not stuck in, but you have to balance like what you know of yourself versus like somebody else's perception. And not that their perception is wrong or that you should treat it as law, but it is a perception that you won't be able to see because you're always looking at yourself, you know, in a certain light. Like, you don't see yourself in the eyes of others. But that's a really difficult balance, though, because it's like, all right, I know me and I know I'm not this, that, and the third. But it's like, what if I was giving that off, though? Like, unintentionally, or, you know, maybe I didn't think it was that, but that's how somebody could receive it. Just more awareness, I guess. And I guess if I'm listening to what you're saying, awareness would be the goal. But you'd have to be at a place where you actually trust a person to be giving you this shit to be.
For sure, because manipulation definitely could play a part in that shit. And like, what's the new buzz term that they use now? Gaslighting. Like, it's easy to gaslight somebody.
A buzz term?
Yeah, it's a buzz term for sure. I'm like, I think like gaslighting in that scenario is something that could definitely be prevalent because like I can know who I am, be completely self-aware. In that situation, I could be coming to you for actual actual closure.
Gotcha.
Actual closure. And in that scenario, I could be like, yeah, so you know, what was going on with me here? Like, what would be your observations of me? Or like, what do you think that I need to fix? Or what do you think that I need to work on? Or what are the type of women that you think I should pursue? Like, and I'm saying, like, I've been in a scenario where I asked all of these questions because it was like, I felt like out of all of the women that I dated, that woman that I dated was supposed to be the one. And maybe she was just supposed to be my best friend or something like that. And she was able to understand me the best. So since you have the best understanding of me, I respect your opinion. And therefore, I'm going to ask you for guidance, like in a theoretical sense, to help guide me to where I'm supposed to be at. Because maybe you are the one, but not the one in which the way I was thinking. Maybe you're the one that's supposed to be the best fucking friend and always be the one in my corner. Always be the one right there for me to go to. Always be the one to check me, always be the one to do this, that, and the third, but not be the one to fuck me, feed me, be my wife, or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
So, question about that.
What up, though?
So, all the things you named, would you agree or could you understand how somebody would think that's a quality you would want in a wife as well?
No, for sure.
So where do you think the general, and if you can only answer for you, then that's cool, I get that. But if you can, where do you think the general line is of like a best friend that falls into that category? Because that is a thing. That's most definitely a thing. And when it's like, nah, nigga, you either delusional about the fact that that's probably who you should be with, or if you feeling like that and feeling some way about somebody else, you just tiptoe on a really, you know, skinny line.
I think that it can be confusing, especially when you're younger and you find that, like when you're younger and you find that, it could definitely be confusing because it's like, damn, do I love this person? Or is she just the one? Like, because that could be very confusing. Like, damn, like this motherfucker got me. They solid, they ride. But it ain't even on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not on that at all. So then with your little teenage dick and teenage brain, you just thinking like, oh, shit. Like, this girl, like, she must like me. Like, she must want to fuck. She must, like, I'm a fucker. Like, I'm like, and that just be the thought, like, I'm a fucker. Cause you know, like in high school, like we all had a best friend and we might have not did nothing with them at all. But shit, we all got asked. Hey, bro, if it came down to it, was you Piper?
Yeah.
Like we all get asked that.
Niggas
will like be. Exactly. But it's like when you get past that mindset, it's like, I see you as just a human being for real. like you're just another human. I don't even see the titties. I really don't like you a female, so don't pull them bitches out. I'm gonna see them then. But like I don't acknowledge them as titties for real. Like, hey bro, you know, old girl got fat ass. Oh, for real? I never would have noticed, bro. Like
wait. No, it's funny because I get what you're saying.
Exactly.
I feel like I definitely get like the part of your brain you go to because you're not dumb. Like obviously, like you know what she looked like, but no, I get it. But it's just funny because it'd be like I never really would have described using words like what that thought process is like. So it's just, but that's
literally what it is, bro. Like,
oh, yeah, bro, you don't got to. You don't get
it. Oh, you got a vagina? You fuck? What?
Yeah, that's crazy. You did the nasty before? Oh my!
I never would have expected that. Wait, you did what?
Did what?
I ain't gonna lie. Some of my female friends and fucked my head up, telling me certain shit like, "You did what?"
Hey, no, hey, no, it really, it really be like, "Hey, bro, wait." Wait. Disclaimers first, you know. I get that we cool.
Like, I understand wait, you tell me TMI if we talking about your period. You tell me TMI if we talking about some shit or some shit. You get what I'm saying? But you need to tell me TMI if we talking about sex too.
Same thing, bro. Like, yeah. Just don't drop shit out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I was riding his dick and whoa.
You did what?
Hold on. You did what?
That is? Oh my God. Ugh, the disrespect.
Jesus.
But no, that's so funny, bro. I'm just thinking, we talk about high school, it's like the shit we thought was crisis, like, you know, life crisis, like everything needed to be averted, complete emergency, was absolutely nothing, bro. And not absolutely nothing to invalidate how it felt at the time, but it was just like, yeah, bro, it wasn't as crazy as we thought it was, especially like having the conversation we are now. It's like you said, like we not even thinking of the different levels and layers of all that shit at the time. But that's wild looking back, damn near a decade. Like,
it's crazy. I say, bro, just looking back, period, for real. Like, just think about all the shit you expected, all the things that you wanted. Like, you couldn't wait to be this age. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. You couldn't wait to be 20, 21, 25. You thought life was going to be completely different. We thought we'd have flying cars by now. Almost.
Almost.
Almost there. But we still ain't going to see that shit until we damn near like 50, 75, 100. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, like, we almost at the year 3000 for real. Like, and shit is not like how we thought it would be. Like, bro, like, so I be thinking about that. But then it's like, shit, break it down a little bit smaller. Like, shit, friendships ain't even what the fuck we thought they would be, bro. Like, not even to go not even to go deep into a relationship, nigga. Friendships are not what the fuck. Hey, bro, I grew up with a best friend. Shout out my nigga. It's still love, bro. But I ain't talked to you in about 12 years, bro. Like, and it ain't no hate. It's just niggas went to high school and that was it. Like, if you don't go to high school with niggas and, like, if y'all don't link back up around college or something like that, that shit be cooked, over with.
Or if y'all don't stay cool, like, through high school, even if y'all go to different high school. So it's...
But it's like, I ain't gotta say that. Because, like, what's cool?
Well, that's something else that's different. Because cool now... Because shit, cool in high school was, bro, if I dapped you up every day, we was cool. We was cool.
Yeah, I was iffy too, though.
It was.
Because I know specifically there's some niggas shaking my hands that hated me. Shout out to them there.
Yeah, griminess was always a thing. I guess that was always present.
But I think about it like, damn, bro, like, damn, never mind.
Nah, it's cool, bro. But nah, you brought up the shit about Red Lobster that had me weak. Cause we definitely thought that shit was fine dining.
Real life. Like, I remember 8th grade graduation. That's where I went. Like, after I graduated 8th grade, like, we went to Red Lobster and shit like that. I think my mom tried to pull that shit for high school too. And I was like, yeah, nah, it's not happening. Like, 8th grade, it's cool. Right. High school, I got a job. I can afford better than Red Lobster.
I don't even think we went nowhere the night of graduation. I think I just had my party and that was it. I don't think I went somewhere the night of.
The night of? Damn, you threw that party the night of graduation?
No. It was the next day, I think.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think so. The night of, I think everybody did go like with their family and shit like that.
Yeah, I just don't think my family went out. But yeah, I don't think nothing happened. You think our parties was crazy in high school, bro?
Not really. Like, looking back on it, like, I ain't even gonna flex. Like, looking back on it, it's like, not really. Like, at the time, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the time, hell yeah. It was like, nigga, you can walk in, you can see certain niggas selling weed up in that motherfucker. It's like, oh, yeah, I ain't gotta look for the weed, man. The weed man just here. Hey. Like, shit, it's liquor here. Shit, ain't nobody parents here. Bitches is dancing. Like, cause that's all it was. Bitches wasn't fucking. Bitches wasn't sucking dick or nothing. Bitches just in the party dancing. Now outside the party, outside the party was a different story.
Yeah, I was gonna say outside the party, after the party, crazy happened at the party. That wasn't till college.
Yeah,
seeing shit in game, that was wild. See, niggas getting
walked into game? Nigga walked into the wrong room. It's like, oh, my bad. So I was dope.
Nah, yeah.
No, like, yo.
Oh, do you feel like...
Never mind. We can't talk about that.
You could be talking about so many different situations.
That's the crazy thing.
So it may be different because you were still at the crib, but do you think like what we did in high school, do you feel like you was prepared like more than average in regards to like what you experienced partying in college? Like, was any of it like a big
shock? Like, handling wise, I was good, bro. Like, as far as like being able to like handle like my liquor, like handle the weed, like, I think that's why I feel so washed now, to be honest, because it's like, bro, I've been drinking, like, my first drink I ever tried was, like, Everclear at 16. Like, sneaking liquor at my cousin crib. You know what I'm saying?
Everclear, and then the first one is kind of
Everclear, and, like, it was all vodka. Like, Everclear and then vodka. And then after that, we go brown because it's high school, so we was drinking Hennessy. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, we in college now, so we drinking tequila. You know what I'm saying? I'm at tequila. You know what I'm saying? That's where it stopped. I'm at tequila. Like, not gonna lie, scotch is decent. Now, I had a good scotch before. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can drink some good whiskey. Like, whiskey, I fuck around. You know what I'm saying? Like, whiskey and a nice fat Fronto. You know what I'm saying? Nice,
those are Cajun nice fat drinks. Fronto. Look, those are Cajun. Like,
yeah, bro. But like, on some like my go-to, Casamigos Reposado lemonade. Now, if I'm feeling like I'm at the crib, then we go Casamigos, lemonade, splash of Pepsi. Don't judge me. You get what I'm saying? Because if you look up tequila drinks, there's actually a drink where they use strictly tequila and Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola's fucking disgusting. Now, if you want to give us any type of advertisement or anything, Coca-Cola, we fuck with you. But I'm just saying, like, on some drinking shit, that shit ain't it. But if you want me to say it is, just, you know, hit a nigga email and that cash, you know, once that check clear, I will say it hit. You know what I'm saying? But as of right now, I ain't getting paid. That shit nasty.
So to the drink though, and you Pepsi, you said you did.
Yeah, bro. Tequila, some lemonade, splash of Pepsi though. Like, you ain't gotta have too much soda in there. It's really just to like balance out the sweetness and shit.
Makes sense.
Yeah, bro. But like, it's just crazy how like throughout them steps, that shit just been like, yeah, nah. Like, so at this point, I'm like, I'm burnt, bro. Like, I'm burnt out. Not burnt. Pause. Not burnt. Burnt out, though. I'm burnt out. They gotta be. I gotta be clear with the verbiage, my guy.
No, literally, got a lot of the context is needed for a lot of everything we said. But yeah, no, that's crazy, bro. Things definitely ain't the same. I mean, we done talked about, even what you talk about being washed, like we done talked about being at this age where, I don't know, it don't feel like yesterday, but sometimes realizing that like high school was 10 years ago, like starting high school was 10 years ago, like that's, yes, like the world is different, but I just think like, is the world different or do I see it differently?
That's all it is. You just see that shit differently. I'm like, because recently, bro, I've been referencing the Matrix. Mm. And like how we really in a, what's the word? This is damn. You know what I'm talking about though, right?
No.
So you know how like, you know the theory of the Matrix, like this shit not real? Simulation.
Got you. Now I'm here.
There we go. So I've been referencing the simulation a lot. Like, just with like how things have been, like, I've been noticing certain things, bro. You notice the sun is brighter? No. But the sun is brighter itself. Like, you've been driving and the sun just been in your eye hella.
You know what? Now that you mention it, though, actually, I've had some moments where I'll be walking and I'm like, bro, is it just me?
Like, the sun ain't never been this bright.
Weird. Like, when I'm squinting and I'm very much, like, I know I'm not looking directly at this move.
Exactly.
Crazy, bro. You say that, bro. Yeah, that'll happen a couple times actually.
Or you notice just like the other day, bro, it was consistent weather all week. Then it just got hella fucking cold. Then it randomly start fucking snowing. Now it might have been different out there, but in Milwaukee, that's what the fuck happened. It was warm as a bitch all week, randomly got fucking cold, randomly turned into a snowstorm. The simulate, y'all broke the weather machine?
No, hear me. Because it like flurries. There were snow flurries.
Yes.
Friday. Night.
Friday, like, bro. Same.
Like, bro, like same. went out, it's clear. We about to leave.
Exactly. Me and Jeff, like, what the fuck?
That's crazy. We in the episode of Atlanta, bro. That's wild.
Bro, real life. But I've been looking at a lot of situations like that, just like, because I feel like, I don't know, at this point, bro, I'll be feeling like I really done been here. Like, bro, I really done been here. Like,
you a vet.
A lot of shit don't faze me. It don't surprise me. It's like, I done been here, bro. And then a lot of shit that's changing, it's like, I just find funny. Like, I just find it funny. Like, bro, this shit is hilarious. Like, the weather shit the other day, I was just like, bro, this shit is hilarious. Like, this shit really is simulation. Like, situations like that really make me like, this shit can't be real, bro. like, and maybe you don't realize it's not real until, like, you're just not here no more. But, like, eventually I feel like, and it's just some conspiracy theory shit. But it's like, damn, like, what if we do find out this shit just not real? Like, this shit was really a simulation. We really was fucking subjects within the fucking science experiment for real. And it's like, that's like, you can't do nothing but laugh at certain shit.
That'd be a wild ass day.
It would. It'd
be a wild ass day.
It would.
Yeah.
But, bro, like, shit, Even that though, like, where do we think science would be at when we was kids?
See, I feel like we kind of fall into a weird place with that. Cause I feel like when we were coming up, some of the stuff we were seeing, we may not have been able to put like a final kind of destination on it, but we knew science would kind of be moving in a direction that is going.
No, for sure.
I don't know the last thing I've been necessarily shocked by in terms of like scientific and like technological
advances. Oh, the last thing I was shocked by?
Yeah.
I could tell you that.
Yeah. What you been shocked
by? That robot shit. One, the sex bots.
Crazy.
Wild. You're going to put your dick in a toaster? Like, what are we doing? We're just going to put the dick in the microwave and heat it up and see what happens.
Hey, I want to drop so much shit out of context.
Hey, no, some of these I am saying just for you to take.
Because, yo. Oh. Hey, bro. Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. Jesus Christ.
No, but for real, bro. Like we gonna put our ear in something full of electricity that we probably gotta plug up or that needs batteries. Like it just sound like, what are we doing? And then outside of that, the new robot like that they trying to make just like a human and give it human artificial intelligence or whatever. We all saw iRobot. What are we doing?
Yeah. Because even the AI shit, bro, even the AI shit is kind of like, yo, yo, the deep face shit, yo, that shouldn't be possible.
Like, all I know is when iPhones had face scan, I never did that shit. Just saying. I mean, in 30 years, you might be walking around still, but it ain't you.
Hey, man. Conspiracy shit gets dark. My God.
Now, it get dark real quick. It get dark real quick. But even like, bro, sports. Like, who the fuck would have thought basketball would be what the fuck it is now? Like, bro, it ain't no dunks. It ain't no fights. Niggas just be shooting threes. A nigga might get dunked on every 6 months in the NBA. And the NBA really only lasts 6 months. So, like, bruh, like, I'll be looking at a lot of shit like, bro, this shit is so different. I'll be really, like, and that's why I say I feel like I've been here before because I'm only 26 feeling like this. Like, I understand how our parents feel looking at us when they didn't live for 50 plus, 40 plus, 60 plus. Like, yeah, that shit weird.
Yeah, no, it puts a lot in perspective because you got to think about it. I don't know. So I don't know if we're the only generation that has felt like this, but I don't think that we got to wait till our kids to realize that like shit is different. Shit is changing. Like I'm looking at dudes. I feel like we talked about it in some capacity in some previous episode.
Yeah.
Like some of these dudes like 4 or 5 years younger than us, bro.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, yo, I don't, this what y'all doing?
I just was having a conversation with my little sister the other day, and she's 21. She's 5 years younger than me. And she was telling me about like a scenario that she had with a dude and shit like that. And I'm like, like, don't play them games, bro. Like, I was like, that next time dog come over there, I was like, you don't even need a hot dog over there no more. Like, but next time a nigga over there, like, I'm gonna send you some cheese. Like, you need to get a yeah, like, make sure you got like protection at the crib. Cause the fuck, like, she's like, oh yeah, no, I always got protection. Little bitch, I ain't talking about that. like, I'm not talking about that. Like, the fuck? Shit, I'm your big brother. I don't even want to hear that shit.
Hate that shit. What makes you comfortable, bro?
That's what I'm talking about.
I really be fucked up thinking about some of that shit, though. Like, bro, cartoons aren't cartoons anymore. We don't got 106 in Park. I don't remember the last time I done seen a good music video.
Like, it's crazy. It's crazy thinking back to like what was, like what we thought, or like what we were raised on to think like meant some shit or meant something. Like music videos used to mean something, or used to be some shit that like we actually care about. Now it's just like, oh, you dropped this motherfucker 2 months after the single done dropped on streaming platforms. I don't even care about
it. Shit, it's kind of crazy to think about, but I know you've seen the recent shit with Angela. That's what she's going by now. Black China.
Would have never known, but cool. Congrats to her. Angela, what's going on with her?
But anyway, what I was going to say is, like, even down to, like, implants, like, BBLs and all that shit, like, that was something that's been growing, you get what I'm saying, as we've been getting older, but now it's starting to decline because it's becoming too accessible. But we never thought we would see the day where, like, you know, they got them.
I was trying to figure out what exactly you were getting at, and you know what? When you dropped the bomb, I wasn't ready. I did, because that's unnecessary. Because I was like, why do all these things matter? But the fact that I know that you're not lying, and I know
I'm not lying,
there's numerous cases of that. It's actually kind of wild. No, the morals are crazy.
Yeah, no.
For not think about morals at 17 and 18. Not in the way I am now, at least. But that's actually crazy to think about. Like, I don't know. I feel like I look at life very differently just based on the few years, you know, past 18 that I got. But, you know, for some people just still had the mentality of like, nah, this is more important. Or no, nah, like, I'm gonna actually like go out my way to do this. And this is literally for attention or for some type of clout or gain, and you know, in some type of capacity. It's just like, wow, like, people really be like kind of shit.
Yeah, no, because I just never thought, like, because I don't know, maybe I'm more just conservative or like a realist, I guess, because I'm just like, yo, like, if I'm still like in apartments and shit like that, why would I go pay 15, like, and I don't know how much a BBL is. I've never bought one. I don't know a girl like close enough personally to be like, hey bitch, how much you pay for that? Like, oh bitch, that ass got fat. Oh my god, where you go? Columbia, Miami? Like, I don't got no female in my circle like that. So it's like, shit, growing up, I just never thought, it was like, wow, I saw a real BBL. And like, she wasn't a celebrity. Like, I know her. Man.
You so stupid, bro. But nah, that's a real feeling of just being like, nah, wow, like somebody I know got this done. And it's just like, why? Like, I don't really understand why celebrities do it. I just assume it's because they got the bread. But
yeah,
for you,
I mean, you could have the bread, don't get me wrong, you could, but you're still in our hometown. I don't know where you live.
Yeah, maybe they're living it up, bro. Maybe they
ain't seen your house, but from what you post on Instagram, I remember the DM you sent me. You asked for a couple of dollars. Now you asked for a couple of dollars.
Hey, bro, we got to get off this motherfucker. Hey, nah, man. If y'all can't tell, this has been a real genuine, real off the cuff episode, bro. We just kind of got to talking and it just kind of went a few different places, but it was cool reminiscing. The perspective piece, like the perspective on life being different, that's a real thing. That's really what the trigger of the conversation was. But Yeah, no, nah, this man is a nut. And since he's getting more and more unpredictable, what he's going to say. It's about that time.
George Bush don't care about black people.
We all know that. That's not.
I was trying to have a Kanye moment. I apologize. It wasn't as funny. But with that being said, y'all, it's been real. Catch y'all niggas next week, man. Peace.